Hello, my beautiful friend. Hello. Hey, I'm going to start by reading you a quote that you probably have heard at some point in your life. Maybe, maybe not. Who knows? But this is, I'll tell you after I read it. Have patience with everything unresolved in your heart and try to love the questions themselves as if they were locked rooms or books written in a foreign language. Don't search for the answers, which could not be given to you now, because you would not be able to live them. The point is to live everything. Live the questions. Perhaps someday, far in the future, you will gradually, without even noticing it, live your way into the answer. Wow, that made me emotional. I was not expecting that. I'm sorry, let me read that second part again, because I was a little bit quivery with my tears. The point is to live everything, live the questions. Perhaps someday, far in the future, you will gradually, without even noticing it, live your way into the answer. This is a quote from Rilke, and specifically from a book called Letters to a Young Poet. And I have had this beautiful little kismet or coincidence this week around this quote, and it really has touched my heart, and I wanted to share it with you. My friend Rachel, who lives in France, gave me Letters to a Young Poet way, 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 way back, probably 1984. I was struggling with a lot of things as I was going to make a joke, which is true for all of us, I think. I was going to say as I often am, but I do tend to have a lot of complicated feelings, and you guys know this about me. I lean toward the dark, and particularly before I had any tools to deal with all of that, something like a book like that was such an amazing gift, right? Because I hadn't been to therapy at that point. I didn't have my spiritual practice. I didn't meditate. I didn't do yoga. I didn't really have anything to regulate my system. I've never thought of it that way, but I think it's true. So Rachel gave me that book, Letters to a Young Poet, and I circled that quote. When I first read it, I remember I was just blown away and felt so soothed by somebody kind of understanding the turmoil that I felt, right, about so many things that I couldn't answer for myself or I didn't understand. Gosh, it's so interesting. I love this. Thank you. You know, this is such a testament. Like, all of this emotion is bubbling up. And I was going to say, this is such a testament to the power of being in conversation with people about things that matter to us. Because I think often we're just running around and doing things and busy. And I should speak for myself, right? That it's like, it's in the pauses. It's in, a lot of times it's in the conversations with people that we trust, and I trust you completely. It's in those conversations that our like inner selves or our quieter selves have a chance to speak. And I think that's what's happening right in this moment. I'm just so touched by, retouched. And I actually just a few minutes ago wrote to Rachel to thank her again for the impact of that book. And like that, like the reappreciation for something that was a gift 40 years ago, and to see how it has lived with me is amazing. So here's what prompted this at this moment is that I've been participating in something called Month Friend, and I don't even know how I came across it. It must have been just something online. And what you do is you just agree to be a pen pal for a month with somebody that you randomly get matched with. And I don't even know what I just was like, yeah, I want to try that. And I got matched with this teenager in Mexico who I project is just the sweetest thing. I mean, I just, from afar, I've just loved writing to her. she's so, she's in that place, right, of, you know, it's hard to be a teenager, and I think she's struggling with a lot of questions, and I don't know why I started sending her a quote every time I would write to her. I think because maybe very early on she mentioned that she was going through a hard time and feeling slightly depressed and lost, and I know for myself that quotes have always helped me. They're like a little shorthand to the heart, I think. So a couple of days ago, I sent her this Rilke quote, which, of course, as you now know, is one of my very favorite quotes ever. And it's also a great quote for a young person, right, who is feeling lost. So I sent her the quote. And then this morning when I first got up, I was feeling kind of lost. And, you know, kind of just, it's not unusual for me to wake up into a little fear, a little anxiousness, a little uncertainty and doubt. And usually, you know, I kind of come into my studio and, you know, will listen to my spiritual teacher, Sherry Huber, or I will listen to some recordings that I've made myself or connect with a friend. I should tell you, by the way, I'm making this in advance of Sunday because I just really wanted to talk to you about this, and it's up this morning. I'm traveling to see my mom today, and so that was part of the anxiousness, I think, of waking up into, that's a whole other conversation that we'll have someday, but I just travel, I guess I'm going to have it now because here it comes. There's something about travel that Kim Rosen, if you listen to the conversation that she and I had, I sent it to you a couple of weeks ago, she calls an everyday death. And I think travel is an everyday death for me, that when I leave my home, I have this sense that everything I love is going to disappear. And I actually go through a little mini death. It's something I've been trying to understand for a long time. And she gave words to it when she called it everyday death. So anyway, that was sort of my state this morning. And when I came into the studio, my friend Leela had sent me a box of love. And it was literally just a box of all kinds of various items that were love. And there was one thing left that I hadn't actually opened, which was a little envelope. And I opened it this morning, and it was a bookmark. Here's what the bookmark says. Are you ready? Have patience with everything unresolved in your heart and try to love the questions themselves as if they were locked rooms or books written in a foreign language. Don't search for the answers, which could not be given to you now because you would not be able to live them. The point is to live everything. Live the questions. Perhaps someday, far in the future, you will gradually, without even noticing it, live your way into the answer. Ha! You knew I was going to read that, right? So, I was like, just like that just brought me such a sense of comfort, right? That Leela had sent me this bookmark, and I was like, oh, I'm going to take it with me on my trip so that I can have her with me and this beautiful quote. And then I opened up, I had a response from my month friend for the day, and Angela, who is the lovely person that I'm writing to, she was talking about how much this quote has really brought her comfort. And I was like, oh, what a sweet moment, right? That my friend Leela sent me this bookmark, which I just opened. Then I opened this, you know, communication from someone that I barely know, but she is in essence that young poet, right? In some ways, I was getting to be the Rilke figure and send her that quote in the same way that Rachel was the Rilke figure sending me the book all those years ago. And I was so touched. And I immediately, as I already just said to you, I immediately wrote to both Leela and to my friend Rachel. And I realized in the writing of those notes that these four women, you know, we're all connected. It was like a beautiful circle, you know, Rachel, Leela, me, Angela. Now, none of us may ever meet, although who knows, maybe we will. Let's see, Rachel's in France. I'm in San Francisco. Lila lives in Oregon and Angela lives in Mexico. And yet, in this very moment, in this one tiny moment of time, the four of us are in the same space. And we're in a space that's so beautiful. Oh, I forgot. And Rilke, right? Sorry, Rilke, you're right here with us. That it's like this one quote has brought us into a circle of love. And I'm just so struck by that. Like that 40 years ago when Rachel gave me that book, I didn't even have a friend named Lila. And I didn't have a brand new friend named Angela. And I didn't even know that one day this quote that I circled, and that page is so dog-eared after all these years, I still have that same copy of the book. I wouldn't know that we'd be passing this quote around to offer comfort and joy and a sense of belonging, even in all of our uncertainty and doubt. And as I'm saying this, it occurs to me that it isn't just a circle of Rachel, Lila, Angela, me, Rilke. It's you. You're here. You're in this moment with us. You're living this quote with us. And how beautiful is that? It makes me think, you guys know I talk about legacy a lot. You know, Rilke left a lot of things behind, right? Like a lot of, I don't even know, besides poetry and writings, but I'm sure much, much more. And yet this is just one, this was, okay, two paragraphs that Rilke wrote that have changed my life. Isn't that just phenomenal? I mean, one thing that any of us could do, one paragraph, one kind, you know, moment with people could have this crazy, amazing rippling effect that we'll never know. And so, I don't know, I leave you with that today. I would love to hear if you've had any connection with this quote in your own life, or if it's brand new to you. I'd really love to hear. It'd be beautiful. It suddenly makes me think, like, this always happens for me. Like, I always want to make a bigger project of things, but I'm thinking like, wow, it'd be so beautiful to collect stories of people who have had a connection to this particular quote. You know, one quote, many stories kind of thing. So I don't know. If you have time, I know it's a busy season. I'm actually going to be in a very quiet time because I'll be, you know, with my mom back east. I think it's snowing there, and I love the quiet of the small town and the, the ease of being with my beautiful, wonderful mom. So I send you love. Thank you for being here. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.